Okay, we're back on Truth Hurts Radio. We have our guest, Nicholas Hoffer from Germany, 9/11 truther. Yeah, you know, I studied this period of German history quite a bit back in my college days. Most of my papers were written on, you know, the Hitler era. I was just fascinated. And at the time, I would just, it boggled my mind. I'm thinking, how could the German people not see what is happening to them? And when Hitler came to power, how did they fall for his rhetoric, you know, because Mein Kampf was widely circulated. And I used to think those people must have been dumb. Well, hey, little did I know, a few years later, I'd be seeing the same thing happening here in my country. And now I know how it happened. It's not that they were dumb. It's that they were systematically propagandized and, you know, had the truth withheld from them and led into a false sense of security, anesthetized through massive propaganda campaigns. So what we're seeing today isn't something new. I mean, this is centuries worth of meticulously planned and researched public manipulation techniques that have been tried, tested, and true. It's just shameful that people don't have that historical perspective to know what's being done to them, to recognize it. But of course, you know, it's not taught to them. People would actually have to undertake the effort to go look into it for themselves, and nobody does that anymore. You know, how's the situation there in Germany, Nicholas? Are people pretty much so worked to the bone they don't have time to do, you know, their own research to figure out if they even knew enough that they needed to research to see what's happening?
I think there are several different steps, you know, that you can find when you confront people, you know, with that issue. The first step is to, you know, they just ignore it. They don't want to hear it, or they're too busy, or whatever. And then maybe they recognize what is going on. But then they say, well, I'm just one person. I cannot do anything. So of course there is there are a lot of people that are just working so hard and so much that they don't have the time. Literally, they don't have the time to read this stuff, and so they don't know. And that is of course why the globalists want to get rid of the middle class, because they are the real danger, you know, because they are independent enough, I mean, materially independent enough. They have enough money to go and research something and not to work all day just to have food on the table. You know, that is why they have to get rid of the middle class. And that is, of course, too, what is going on here in Germany. I mean, luckily, I know a lot of people that know pretty much what is going on, but then this "I am alone" scheme is popping up, and they you know, they think they can't do anything about it. You know, that's pretty sad, actually.
Yeah, the middle class has always been the enemy of the tyrant, because the upper class can easily be kept under control. Well, the upper class usually controls the government, but if not, they can always control them by threatening not to protect their monopolies for them.
I mean, you know, the upper class, you don't even have to control them, because they profit from the system, you know? This system provides,
yeah.
You know, they don't even have to change anything. The middle class, you know, they may be, you know, they may be rich enough, but also seeing truth, you know, so that they want to change something. But the upper class, I don't think they want to change anything.
Right, right. And, you know, the lower class, of course, has always been easily manipulated. You know, they depend on the government. They get you dependent on the government through social programs. So you can easily be denied basic services if you don't cooperate. But the middle class can't be manipulated that way. So that's the one they have to wage war against, the working class, the backbone of the country. And that's exactly what's happening here in Germany and many other countries around the world, folks. And it's time the people of this planet wake up to it and put a stop to it. Short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Again, we've got Nicholas Hoffer on as our guest from Infokrieg.tv. That's Infokrieg.tv, the German equivalent of Infowars.com. And talking about all kinds of fiascos here, I wanted to ask you, Nicholas, what's going on with the euro? You know, do you still have the German mark in use, or has it completely been fizzled out? Is there been a complete transition over to the euro at this point?
Oh, there indeed was a complete transition to the euro. We even forgot to call our pfennig what our pfennig was. Our cent was called pfennig, and now we are in Germany using the word cent, which is no German word, but we, you know, we just accept that we have now 1 euro, which is 100 cent euro. The transition took about one day. It was pretty amazing, actually.
Incredible. So you have absolutely no more German mark at all. It's gone.
No German mark at all.
So there you go, folks. I hope you're listening and seeing where this is all leading. If Bushy Boy has his way, 3 years from today, less than that, it's due to kick in early 2010, I'm sorry, a little over 3 years from today. Boy, you know, that's that new math. I helped my daughter with her math homework, and I think it's messing me up. A little more than 3 years from now, guys. Well, actually, no, I was right the first time. We're almost in 2008, so it's just a little over 2 years from now. Okay, I'm with it. We're going to have the AMRO. And that will mean the end of the American dollar. Of course, the American dollar is a fraud anyway, the illegal fiat currency that it is. But nevertheless, it's still, quote, you know, it's called an American dollar. It's an independent currency, let's put it that way, independent from other nations, not from the banking cartels, but nevertheless, it's not even going to have the appearance of anything that can be called American. It's going to be entirely a foreign currency is what it is, a generic currency. And, of course, the same will be said for Canada and its dollar and Mexico and its peso. It's going to be the end. I can't stress this enough. You will have complete outside control now. No more will your Constitution protect. I mean, it hasn't been protecting us since 1913. Federal Reserve Act completely overturned the Constitution and gave the power to a non-elected body to set the interest rates of our currency, to regulate the printing of it, and the Constitution doesn't even allow for printed money. It's only recognizes minted money. But, I mean, this is going to be the final nail in the coffin, let's put it that way. The end of your economy, the end of your country, the end of its sovereignty, it's gone. Germany and France and England and, you know, on and on, who have accepted the euro already, that's already happened to them. I mean, hello, people of the world, not just here in America, people of the world, you'd better wake up and fast to what's going on here. Because what's happening in Europe, what's happening now with the emergence of the North American Union, it's all being done by the same people, hoarding all wealth and power in their hands at the expense of everybody else. And if you think it's bad now, you haven't seen nothing yet. They're just getting warmed up. All the collapse of the housing market, you know, all the foreclosures, this is just a foretaste. We'll be looking back at these good old days of rip-roaring prosperity when they're finished with us. Now's the time to wake up, not when the tanks are rolling down the streets. You know, Nicholas, I look at when Hitler first got into power. That was in 1933. And from the time that he first seized power until the invasion of Poland, was about 6 years. Well, from the time Bush first stole office, we're looking at about the same amount of time. He stole office in late 2000, first entered office in early 2001. So it's about the same time frame, 6 years. And now here we are, we're being told that any minute we could face another terrorist attack, worse than 9/11. And it's going to mean, according to Tommy Franks and many other scoundrels in this administration, or formerly in the administration, it's going to mean the end of our freedoms as we've known them, the end of the Constitution. It's going to mean setting up some form of military law, martial law. So, I mean, we're right on schedule, I guess, following in Hitler's footsteps. It's incredible. Have you seen any major changes in the laws over there in Germany since 9/11? Using terrorism as the pretext, resulting in, you know, losses of rights and freedoms. Of course, this has been going on everywhere, but could you cite us some specific examples?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there is a current discussion about, it is called Bundestrojaner, and that is something like a Trojan horse. It is a software program released by the government that you have to install on your computer so that the government can spy on you, you know, that they can read your hard disk, whatever, your emails, you know, and they call this online search. Online search is what they want. And of course, they need this because evil terrorists are here in Germany and they're threatening Germany. And we have seen the results of those evil terrorists, what they can do, you know, in London, in Madrid, and of course on 9/11, and that is why we have to do that. And of course there are several other things like RFID chips in our passports and all this stuff. Now they want they want us to have fingerprints on our passport, and yes, of course, they're exploiting that, and I'm looking forward to see more of that. But luckily, that will also, every time they're trying to do something like that, that will wake up many people, because the water, as I used to call it, the water is getting hotter, and people are trying to recognize that, and also here in Germany, not only in the United States, where I think the truth movement is much more advanced, but they also start to wake up here in Germany.
You know, it's unbelievable. You got countries like New Zealand, for crying out loud, Australia, that are jumping the bandwagon and seizing total power in the name of fighting terrorism. I mean, these are countries that have not been attacked. Whether you accept the official story or not, it doesn't matter. They have not been attacked, not even a hint of an attack. I mean, why would the so-called Al-Qaeda network, which of course doesn't exist, but we'll play make-believe for a minute and play, you know, act like it does. Why would Al-Qaeda even want to attack those nations? And yet they're passing stringent laws there. I mean, if, you know, hey, come on, man. Wake up, folks. See what's happening here. I love it when John Howard was trying to get a major piece of legislation passed over there, worse than the Patriot Act here. It didn't go through. So the next day he issues an orange alert. Of course, it was a fraudulent one. He was asked, what is this based on? He says, national security. I can't tell you. But it's based on credible intelligence. And then the next day, Parliament reconvenes. They vote the law in. In the wake of yesterday's attack, Parliament found it necessary to... Oh, give me a break. I mean, that's not too obvious now, is it? Okay, we got a caller again. Bill in Idaho. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Yes, good morning. Thanks so very much, as usual. Appreciate your guests so very much, and I apologize to both of you. This situation is being reported on the wires presently and going out over Patriot Radio as you're speaking only confirms the concern. And I hope the police and the veterans that are listening to this, you know, this common thread on all continents of Nazi fascism in action is sinking in. But there's an emergency request. You immediately get on your phones and call your congressional representatives, or supposed congressional representatives. Chuckie Schumer and the dual citizen Nazis that are presently in charge, the ones that hired the Stasi for Homeland Defense, etc., are...
Marcus Wolf.
Yeah, are pushing the legislation in regard to this PTSD, and I can avow that they have been really pushing it on national public radio, and they are pushing for a vote this afternoon in Congress. So already swept through the House, and they're getting ready to pass total gun bans and confiscation. Anybody who ostensibly is PTSD. PTSD is not a actual documented, recognized diseasing process, but more a psychological warfare, mind control discussion that they have injected through their categorization in the psychiatric community. And because of that, you don't need a court order, you don't need an offense. It applies to the police, it applies to all military, it applies to anybody that a psychiatrist deems has a component of PTSD. And with that, just like...
I'll tell you what, we're gonna go to a quick break. Stick with us, and we'll pick it up when you get back. But, you know, this is great. You see, guys, they're so concerned about psychopathic shooters at universities. They want to make sure that they have the opportunity to kill as many people as possible so that people... there on the scene who have guns won't be able to defend themselves. You see? That's what this is all about. Protecting the rights of criminals. This is great. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
You will hand over all your weapons immediately.
This, of course, is all for your protection. You know, this is incredible. Is this bill geared specifically toward veterans? Did I hear you right?
Yes, exactly. And it is not the NRA representative that's on the other airwaves begging people to call their senatorial, congressional representative.
What is the official rationale for wanting to target veterans with this bill?
It's one of the largest populations that they have blanketed PTSD diagnosis through the psychiatric community, and they've really been pushing it on National People's Radio for the last 6 or 8 months with these real soft stories.
Shut up. You know what it's all, not you, them. You know what this is all about, guys? It's very obvious. These people aren't dumbed down like the fresh meat that they're putting through the meat grinder now that they're sending over to Iraq. These people served years ago. They know what real America is supposed to be. And they're going to use those weapons to defend the tyrants when they seize power. So they want to get them disarmed right from the start, and they know how to use their guns, too. They're afraid of them.
Very well, should be. But considering that it is not NRA all the good cops out there, all the good gun owners that are out there that believe that the NRA was your friend, they were responsible ultimately for all the gun control laws that there are. And so in deference to your guest and yourself, if you're on the phone calling about hate crime, Kennedy Bill, SA 2067, or ENDA, or DREAM Act, or Law of the Sea, or any of the other unconstitutional legislation that they're either proposing and or have on the table presently, if they would actively speak up against 2640, Chuckie Schumer is absolutely a Nazi. And ask yourself, as police officers, as peace officers in this republic, if they were such friends of liberty and really wanted to see this country as a safe and a law-abiding nation, why would they be in such a hurry to withdraw the teeth of liberty that kept it so for 250 years? And I do have a couple of numbers here.
Definitely. But before we do that, I want to get Nicholas's opinion on this to ask if you've got the same type of thing going on there as far as gun control, or are they pretty much already – I know in England, of course, they've been already disarmed a long time ago. What's going on in Germany with that?
We are completely disarmed, unfortunately. Completely
just
disarmed.
Like,
there is, of course, if you you can shoot, of course, as a sport, and then you are allowed to have some kinds of weapons. But there is absolutely no such thing as the Second Amendment. That says that every man has the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
There is nothing like that here in Germany.
Well,
wow. So for the most part, that's not even an issue. Unbelievable.
It's just one more indication of how very close we are. And I might mention, and I've mentioned it before, and I wouldn't belabor it, only to mention that I first, rather than, because I was listening to the interview, and it's great, tried to call Chuck and Larry Bates. They're the ones that bit off twice on the Bush poo-poo pie. But, they had made a mistake, and they're the ones that are actively supporting the movie star Mr. Thompson or whatever, the CFR member, pushing him, and will not even mention Ron Paul. And
their
engineering staff has to know what your comment is going to be, and if you don't give that information, they hang up on you. Get Larry and Chuck off of American Christian Radio Network. They are no friend to the Republic, period. The number is 1-877-851-6437, or those that have the cell anytime, anywhere, it's 202-224-2131. And thanks so much, gentlemen. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, folks, they're at it again. Every time you turn around, these guys are underhandedly, as always, behind closed doors, pushing through legislation, taking away rights, giving more power. I mean, if you can't see it by now, quite honestly, you might as well have had a lobotomy and be on life support, because that's about as useful as you are. Wake up to it, face reality. We're heading right back into the dark ages all over again. This is going to be a hellish nightmare that will dwarf anything Hitler was even capable of imagining. In fact, he's rolling in his grave, drooling with jealousy that he didn't have such great ideas and sophisticated propaganda techniques in place in his day. Ah, boy. So, yeah, Nicholas, in a lot of ways, it sounds like Germany is even in a worse position than we are over here. You said the propaganda machine has people even more anesthetized, and, of course, people don't have guns with which to defend themselves that much there. And, the world's just ripe for tyranny, isn't it? Short break, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Nicholas Hoffer from InfoKrieg.tv. That's K-R-I-E-G, InfoKrieg.tv. German 9/11 Truth website. Very good stuff on there, guys. So before the break, we were talking about the fact that Germany is in many ways just as bad, if not worse, than the United States. But at the same time, I guess there's some areas where it is better. What areas would you say Germany fares better than the United States today, Nicholas?
I think we don't have detention camps like there are in the United States, and but I'm sure they are planning to do something. In fact, at the G8 summit this year, they tried something like that, you know. I mean, it was really scary to see what they did there. I mean, there was just...
Maybe they'll just contract out to Putin for that.
I mean, just the orange clothing was missing, you know. Then you would have Guantanamo Bay right here in Germany. But we are not as far, you know, if you want to put it that way. We're not as far as the American administration is concerning the reduction of civil rights We don't have something like the John Warner Defense Authorization Act.
Right.
We don't have a Military Commissions Act. Of course, they are planning this. And there is a discussion about similar stuff. But you know, they still have to go a longer way than it is in the United States. I mean, with the next major crisis, your president George W. Bush is going to be really something like a dictator. And that is really, really bad, and this is...
Well, he's already something like a dictator now. He'll be officially a dictator then.
Yes.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Sure. Oh, what fun things we have to look forward to, kids, huh? Ooh, can hardly wait. So...
I really want to add that there is hope. I think for the very first time... In human history, we have the possibility, and I'm of course talking about the internet, we have the possibility to search and find truth. I think it was never so easy to find truth if you really want to look for it. You know, of course you have to want to know the truth. If you don't want to know the truth, you will never find it. But you have the possibility right now. We have something like freedom of speech. At least in some ways on the internet, and if we really use that
I'd have to argue to not see the truth today. You got to actually be taking an active and aggressive effort toward running away from it, because it'll jump right out and bite your nose off if you just stand there. It's so right in your face. How can you not see it? You got to be brain dead to not see it anymore. Forget this brainwashing concept of conspiracy theorists when you start talking about government corruption. Okay, it's no theory. There is a conspiracy. It's obvious. It's blatant. It's in your face. Big government, big business are in bed with each other. They are scratching each other's backs, and everybody is losing because of it. They're the only ones gaining. I mean, there's no denying it anymore. Sorry, you're not going to get away with it. The only ones who really are denying this, of course, are the ones who are benefiting from it. But those are going to be the scumbags who are going to get a lot of surprises coming to them when the people finally wake up. They're going to hunt these people down like dogs, and they are dogs, and they're going to get what they deserve. I have no sympathy for people who conspire to ruin the lives of multiplied millions just so they can sit on Easy Street and parasite off the labor of others and, you know, try to turn their lives into a living hell. I'm sorry, those people deserve the miserable, painful, slow death that they're ultimately going to face. And that's not a threat, that's just a fact of human nature, that's reality, that's where this always goes. Tyrants never learn in history. They're too stupid to realize that tyranny never has and never will work, only for a short time, until the froggy wakes up and realizes he's being boiled, and, you know... that the heat is being turned up on them slowly. They're going to pay. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Nicholas? It's not going to work. Their plan is going to fail. It always has. No tyrant in history has ever been able to maintain power for any length of time. Once it became obvious to his oppressed subjects what was going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're gonna really kick their, you know... And we will prevail, of course. I'm absolutely sure about that, because the truth is out there, and it's going to be even more obvious, you know, in the next in the time to come. And you know, I'm very positive, actually. Of course, there are bad things happen. There are even horrible things happening, and we have to, of course, to address that. But I think in the end, humankind will, you know, they will find, they will get back to their spirituality, they will finally seek truth, and they will finally just say to this New World Order crowd, no, sons, we're not having that. And, so I'm very positive indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we got to keep plugging away, waking people up. And, you know, they've blown it. They've blown their cover. Their little propaganda machine isn't working anymore. Nobody believes it. And this is working across the board. The Zionist control of the media is becoming very obvious. People know that the Israeli government is raping and pillaging the Palestinians, murdering them on a daily basis, men, women, children, you name it. They're engaging in their own little holocaust over there. And then it's not anti-Semitic to expose their crimes. It's your duty, if you're a human being, to expose it and speak out against it. I imagine there's a lot of control in the media there, too, about that, huh, in Germany? You know, about Israel and its corrupt policies and its lies and fiascos and murders and on it goes.
I mean, as I said, it is very, very difficult to expose these things because very fast you get the label of being an anti-Semite, and that is very bad in Germany. People won't listen to you anymore if you have that label. And they even tried that with Andreas von Bülow, who just mentioned that there is something going on with telephone calls from Israel on September the 11th, and then he was already an anti-Semite because he supposedly is thinking about a Jewish world conspiracy and whatnot. You know, in Germany, it's very, very difficult to talk about Israel. It's practically impossible.
Yeah. So there you go, guys. The takeover has been complete. All you have to do is read the writings of Theodor Herzl. And just look what's happened in Germany. There's your perfect example, right? Well, look what's happened here. You know, the biggest lobbyist group. I don't know. Does your government work the same way? Do you have these lobby groups that hand out big fat contributions to get things passed? Or are they using other tactics there to get laws passed? Over here,
this is pretty similar to what is going on in the States, I would think. Yeah.
Our biggest lobbyist group in Washington today, and it's been that way for a while now, is IPAC, of course, the American-Israeli, Political Action Committee. That's actually not the exact acronym. They made it a little more politically correct. Political. I forget what it actually stands for now. Public. I forget now, but that's what it is. It's a it's a PAC group, folks. They can change the meaning of it all they want, but that's what it is. It's a political action committee. It's a lobbyist group. The most powerful, the most wealthy, they give the biggest handouts, and that's how they control Washington. Well, there's other ways, too, of course. They got the little spy network. They catch congressmen in compromising situations or set them up in compromising situations, so they bribe them to shut their mouths, and they've got them all in fear. Everybody in Washington is afraid of IPAC, is afraid of the Israeli government, so they bow and acquiesce to whatever they want, and basically they don't really care anyway, because they're going to benefit, and the laws that they pass aren't going to apply to them. And so apparently, guys, the same thing in Germany and a whole lot of other countries. Scary, scary stuff. How about protests over there, Nicholas? Is there a lot of that going on? Or
this weekend we had a protest with about 10 or 15,000 people in Berlin, where we protested against this Trojan horse that I mentioned several minutes ago, or half an hour ago. I don't remember. So there is something going on, but unfortunately, the people going to a demonstration like that, they don't really know about 9/11, and the 9/11 truth demonstration in Brussels last week or the week before last week, something like that. There were only about 200 or 300 people, so you know people don't know enough. They don't know enough, and that's really, really sad. But you know, nevertheless, there are certain people at least pushing against those cutting away civil rights and trying to sneak in the houses and to sneak into our personal computers, and you know, at least they're trying to prevent that.
So that's not such a big issue over there, huh? Government prying, at least not that you know of.
Not that I know of.
Well, I'll tell you, you don't have to have your government officials doing it. The NSA is doing it for them. The NSA is spying on a global scale, not just here in the States.
In fact, the last terrorist group they found here in Germany that is several days ago. They said publicly that they found them because foreign, like the CIA or I don't know MI6, that foreign intelligence services supervised their computers here in Germany. They said, well, we don't do it here in Germany because we're not allowed to, but foreign intelligence services like the CIA, they helped us to find those evil terrorists, and that is why we need that legislation right now that allows us to do that as well.
Unbelievable.
When you research it, when you really research it, you find that the German Minister of the Interior, and that was in 2005, his name is Otto Schily, he passed not an actual law, but he just allowed, because he was in the position to do that, he just allowed the Bundesnachrichtendienst, our CIA, if you will, to do those online searches. You know, he bypassed the German law with that. It's like something like an executive order, but it's not really like that, but, you know, that you have an idea. And
yeah.
So they're just planning to legalize what they're already doing, of course. You know, that is what it's really about.
Any idea about other European countries, or is the same thing going on? Like in, France supposedly was opposed to Bush going into Iraq, and, you know, how much of this is just a smokescreen, of course, is anyone's guess. I think a whole lot of it is, but, you know, France was supposedly so opposed to the Iraq war, and you know the same thing going on there as far as the big power grab?
I don't know exactly what is going on in France, but I think the general public is against that Iraq war, was against that Iraq war, and still is, but the leaders, you know, being it Chirac or Sarkozy now, they are just, minions of that New World Order. They are best friends with Bush and best friends with the Bundeskanzlerin Merkel of Germany. And, you know, it's just the same crowd on the top, you know.
My. How about the Iraq War? Germany's pretty much pulled out of that, right? I mean, are they still committing troops over there? Do you know?
As far as I know, there are no German troops in Iraq because the then Bundeskanzler Schröder, we just don't want to take part in that. And my supposition is that Schröder was given the advice in 2005 at the Bilderberg meeting in Germany. Rotaf Egger was given the advice to set up new elections because he would actually be Bundeskanzler until 2006. In 2005, 2 weeks after the Bilderberg meeting, he said he wants new elections, and of course Angela Merkel won, and we all know that Angela Merkel is fully, fully connected to Mr. Bush and supports his policy. I'm not saying that Schröder is one of the good guys. In fact, he is right now working for Gazprom, a Russian firm, a big Russian gas and oil company, and of course he's working for Rothschild Investment. So
isn't that a cozy little arrangement?
Yeah, absolutely.
The truth is, it's almost moot to ask questions like this, like, you know, what is France doing? Because it doesn't matter. Even if France had leaders that weren't locked into the system, and they are, but even if they didn't, it wouldn't matter because being part of the EU, and when I say locked into the system, you know, in favor of this emerging global government, even if they were against it, it doesn't matter. Now that they're signed into the EU, France has no choice but to go along. You see, guys, this is what they do. It's like what they did with China. Oh, they're acting like China's going to be such a great threat in the coming years. The only threat it's going to be is if the globalists decide to fund them and use them instead of the United States to push their global agenda. They'll dump us flat and then work through China. But China can never pose a threat to anybody unless the globalists want it to. They control China like they control all the other nations. And the way they got control of China was simply to send all these jobs over there, get them to lose their independence, suckering them to accept these jobs, which they needed. And once they accept that, they're locked in. And there's no pulling back. Now they can start dictating to China. Okay, you want this to continue? You got to do this, that. The same thing with the European Union. Get them locked in. Get them to change their currency over. Now we got that stranglehold on you, baby. So, you know, even if the leaders of France didn't favor what was happening, they don't have a choice. There's your World Trade Organization. It's the same idea, guys. That's what it's all about. All right, stick with us, folks. We'll be right back. Wow, we only got one more short segment left. Time is flying. Stick with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, folks. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Just got one more short segment here, unfortunately. Time has flown by with our guest from Infokrieg.tv. And that's infokrieg.tv. the equivalent of German equivalent of Infowars.com. You know, it's interesting too. The our guest's partner Alex has the same first name as Alex Jones. By the way, please let him know that I'd like to still get him back on, Nicholas. If you could tell him to email me his phone number, I think that's the best route to go. If I'm going to get him back on, because the Skype thing just didn't work last time. You said he had internet connection troubles, or?
Yeah, in fact, he has problems with the Deutsche Telekom, and he's going to get a completely new connection, a completely new telephone, and all that stuff, and maybe even a new number. So we may have to wait a few days until I can provide you with the number, but we can do that, of course.
Yeah, well, tell him to contact me. You have my email address, right? I think I gave it to him as well. But just in case, you have a pen? I'll give you my email.
I think I have it. We'll do that off air. You know.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, just have him get in contact with me, because I certainly like to get him on it as well.
Sure.
Boy, that guy can talk up a storm.
Oh, he can,
that day,
yes.
Yeah, that day I'll just grab a pillow and take a nap and let him take over. He just goes on and on. It's good though. I mean, he's got a lot of.
He really likes the microphone, and he's like a thunderstorm. He's really when he has taken off and he's like talking for, you know, he can talk for hours. It's really amazing.
Yeah. But that's great. That's really good. I do that too on the chat forum, Pal Talk. We get neocons that come in the room, and I just go off on tangents on them. Lately, though, you know, I don't even want to talk to these people anymore. I'm so disgusted. They just make me sick to my stomach. You're not dealing with people. These Bush defenders that actually are interested in this country and saving the republic and getting to the truth, that they already know 9/11 was an inside job. They don't care. They're paid to lie and cover the whole thing up. That's all they do. They work for Homeland Security. The government has hired tens of thousands of these scumbags, and that's all they do 24/7 is come on the internet, go into the chat rooms, go onto the blog sites, and just lie, shill. I'm just sick of it. Anyway, I want to thank you for coming on. Once again, the website is infokrieg.tv. Is there anything else you wanted to mention, a plug, or do you have any books or other information you want to share?
Yeah, I really would like the American people to go and watch Money as Debt on Google Video or some other platform. Money as Debt. It is a 45-minute film that is really packed with extremely relevant.
About the Federal Reserve or the central banking system, and
yeah, of course, it really explains even some technical details that I find interesting, but it's not boring. It is really, you know, if you really understand what is going on in our money system, you really understand a lot of other stuff too. And I really would like you to go and watch that movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one myself, but sounds really good. I tell you, folks, yeah, once you see how this system works, who benefits from it, and how it came about, oh, boy, the light dawns. All right, thanks again, Nicholas Hoffer.
Thanks for having me.
Germany. Yeah, really appreciate it. Wish we had more time, but I'll have you on again sometime. And again, see if you can get Alex to call me or get in touch with me in a few days. Get him on again. Okay, guys, that's all that... that's all the time we have for today. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
With recent internet